This is Michael Medved, of course. Just a great opportunity with the release on Friday of the latest King Kong movie, which is called Kong, A Skull Island. This new movie is much better than you expect. It's actually pretty slick, and I think it's frankly the very best King Kong movie, well, since the original. And, okay, so people know that, and you know that, like most everyone else, I think the original is a great movie. I mean, phenomenal, and just phenomenal special effects and screenwriting and pathos, and the whole thing works. I mean, even Fay Wray's screaming while she's in the hairy paw works well. It's worth recalling that classic and the pretty slick new movie, but what about all those films in between? Well, it's a mixed bag. The 2005 King Kong from Peter Jackson of Lord of the Rings fame was pretty good. It was certainly a watchable film. Jack Black was entertaining in the film. And Naomi Watts was by the way, highlights one of the aspects of King Kong leading ladies is, for the most part, other than Fay Wray, who was in the original film, Jessica Lange went on to win an Oscar. When it comes to the new film, Brie Larson had just won the Oscar last year for The Room. She's in the new film, Skull Island. And Jessica Lange, who went on to win the Oscar in 1976, let me say she did not win the Oscar for her role in King Kong. And I have a somewhat embarrassing connection to her role in this film, which I will explain after you can sample some of the amazing dialogue and so beautifully delivered by the esteemed actress Jessica Lange. I mentioned that I had some connection to this film. Thank God I didn't do anything to work on it. I'm not sure that Jeff Bridges and Charles Grodin want to be remembered for this film either. The 1976 King Kong we wrote about, Golden Turkey Awards, which is about the worst achievements in Hollywood history. And my brother Harry and I described Jessica Lange at the time as one Jessica Lange, a former, and then we put in parentheses, and future fashion model, because it didn't look, after her debut in this film, as if she had much of a career. And when she had to deliver lines like, "Put me down, you chauvinist pig ape." The ape in the film, one of the reasons that the 1976 film really did not work very well, was they built this 41-foot tall King Kong robot machine, and it didn't work. They couldn't get it to function. All it could do was lift its arm. And most of it was just a guy in a gorilla suit with miniatures and basically trick photography, which wasn't very tricky. One of the things that I think has made the more recent King Kongs, the 2005 Peter Jackson Kong and the new film Skull Island, so much more watchable is the incredible progress in CGI, in computer graphics imagery. The new film, the Kong is by far more believable, more complex, more of a character, and also more admirable. But that doesn't mean that in past Kongs that you were denied that entirely. For instance, there was a previous film called King Kong Escapes. He had a particularly challenging encounter.
King Kong escapes and meets his greatest foe, the Kong of Steel. A gargantuan duel unmatched by any battle in history. Thundering 60-foot robot Kong of Steel.
Yeah, thundering 60-foot robot Kong of Steel, which actually worked a little bit better than the 41-foot, robot Kong of fur and paper mache that they tried to use for the Dino De Laurentiis Kong of 1976. There is also a romantic interest beyond the girl in the hairy paw that appeared in a 1986 film known as King Kong Lives.
God, look at the size of him.
He was trying to get to the female.
Oh my God. What have they done to her?
She's pregnant.
America's biggest hero is back. And he is not happy. King Kong Lives.
Well, not so lifelike in that version of the Kong legend. What's interesting is also, of course, there is King Kong versus Godzilla, which is interesting. They marketed it differently in Japan and the United States. It's like King Kong is sort of viewed as an American icon, even though he doesn't necessarily come from America. But he's a naturalized immigrant. I mean, he came here legally with papers, of course. So King Kong represents America, and then, of course, Godzilla, the champion of Japanese nationality. Do you know that one of the things they're talking about as one of the sequels to the latest Kong is yet another King Kong versus Godzilla? Because one of the things about old movie monsters is, to paraphrase the great Douglas MacArthur, old monsters never die. They just fade away. Or actually fade into new movie treatments of those monstrous personalities. Meanwhile, this weekend, if you do have the time and inclination, I do suspect that most people who see the new Kong, Skull Island, will get better than what they're expecting, which is unusual for any movie, let alone one about a giant ape in the South Seas. That's it for this special affectionate view back on some of the better and some of the very worst moments in King Kong history. I'm Michael Medved.